Welcome back. Joining me for Trade of the Week is independent analyst Loyiso Mbeta. This week we focus on the JSE, and Loyiso has a technical analysis on platinum stocks. We look at Impala, Northam and Royal Bafokeng Platinum. Thank you so much for your time, Loyiso. Of course, the spotlight today is on the platinum miners. So we're looking at the prize, which is Royal Bafokeng Platinum, and the two players that are in the ring fighting for that prize, and that is Northam Platinum and Impala Platinum. Of course, we know South Africa is a top platinum producer globally, and we know the essential role that the platinum group metals are playing in the energy transition to a lower carbon economy. But also in South Africa, we know the structural challenges that these miners are having to deal with, including electricity insufficiency and also the logistics challenges. So just paint a picture for us on the performance of these counters first, relative to each other and the JSE.
Okay, so very interesting time to be looking at the platinum miners. So I'm starting back in 2018, and I'm using weekly data. 2018 was a significant bottom in the share price of all three of these counters. And you can see how remarkable the outperformance has been. I mean, if you look at Impala in blue, from 2018 to date, up almost 500%. Royal Bafokeng in green, up just over 480%. And Northam, which has been lagging the other two, but still up almost 260%. Whereas the JSE, over the same time period, up only 21.5%.
Wow.
And more significant, the platinum price in US dollars has been relatively flat during this period. So this is, for me, what is most intriguing, as we will see later down the line. So when you look at the relationship between the platinum price and each individual counter, then it becomes even more clearer as to why these two companies are fighting so much over Royal Bafokeng. So if we look at Impala, going way back to 2003, we can see how strong the relationship between the Impala share price in blue and the spot platinum price. Very, very strong relationship. Now, by strong relationship, I'm not implying a strong correlation. Two different matters there. Mm-hmm. But what's even more significant is when you look at the net profits of Impala over this whole time period, we can see that between 2003 and 2009, the net profits were very, very subdued, but 2008 was a great year. But from 2008 to 2019, we can see that the net earnings were actually on a decline over that time period, and subsequently the share price took a beating. Mm. But look what has transpired since 2019. The profits have gone from a loss and have skyrocketed now to a previous all-time high of about 47 billion, and the latest results came out at 32 billion. So we can see that the profitability over the last 4 years has skyrocketed, together with a bottom in at the platinum price, which we will allude to when we cover the technicals. Similar story with Royal Bafokeng. Took a beating in the earlier years of its listing, but most recently we can see the share price has totally outperformed. And I think over the last year, the interest from both Impala and Northam has further accelerated the share price for Royal Bafokeng. But also, most significantly, we can see how how under pressure their earnings were initially. A big loss in 2016, but from 2019, we can see a very big improvement in terms of their net profits. So the asset itself has started becoming very, very profitable, which has drawn a lot of attraction. And lastly, Northam, again, very strong relationship between Northam and the platinum price. But when we run our regressions now, we can see very interesting relationships. Impala has a beta of 1.1, so almost the same as at the platinum price, but a correlation coefficient of 0.5. Now, this is where investing gets tricky, because if you look at it from a qualitative visual perspective, you can see how strong these relationships are. But when you quantify it to get a correlation coefficient, it comes out at about 0.5%, which you would say is not so strong, but undeniably plays a significant role in terms of the profitability as well as the performance of the share prices. Similar story with Northam, beta almost 1, correlation 0.5, and lastly, Rutherford King, and even a smaller beta of 0.5 and an even lower correlation of 0.34. So again, critical, if you look at the relationship over the last 10, 15 years, very, very strong between the platinum price and the performance of the underlying counters.
Quite interesting. Of course, we see that it is a good, obviously a good relationship between the platinum price and the players. But you look at that overview and it's quite interesting that Northam has sort of been the laggard compared to Impala and RB Plat. So it kind of makes sense now why they're pushing so hard and why they came out with that new revised offer about 2 weeks ago for RB Plat and why they won't let go. So let's take a look now at the technical picture. What's that showing us in terms of buying opportunity?
This for me is actually where it gets most interesting, especially when you look at the platinum price itself before you even look at the individual counters. So what I have here is a chart of the platinum spot price, and we can see back in 2008 platinum hit an all-time high of $2,115 per ounce. This was in January 2008. For the next 12 years until March 2020, just after the COVID-19 sell-off, platinum has been in a 12-year bear market, which bottomed at 582. Now, when I apply the Elliott wave to this price chart, I see a very textbook A, B, and a C wave for a zigzag, which is an Elliott wave pattern. Now, if this wave count is correct, and I'm very confident in this wave count, there's a very, very high probability that platinum has now hit a cyclical bottom at 582. And we know a lot of the commodities had a very, very strong bull market from March 2020.
Yeah.
Platinum has been relatively subdued relative to the other broad basket of commodities. So for me, this bodes well because platinum is still sort of under pressure because it's seen as it's either using palladium or platinum, and palladium is still at elevated levels.
Okay.
But we can see that these commodities are extremely cyclical. And from current levels, I think any further increase or rise in the platinum price will create massive cash flows for the counters at Impala, Northam, and Rutherford King. So what is my long-term view? Markets don't move in one direction. Massive cyclical bear markets are followed by massive cyclical bull markets. So what am I forecasting for the medium to long term is a very, very strong bull market in platinum. We know the drivers in terms of chip shortages as well as a plethora of other industrial uses for platinum. So there's no shortage of usage for platinum. So from a technical perspective, this is the main play for me. I'm looking at a cyclical change from a 12-year bear market to maybe a decade-plus bull market in platinum. So in the short term, what am I seeing for Impala? We had this divergence play. We had this strong pullback to 146.80, but I have a very strong buy signal, which is a reverse convergence. We can see the share price made a new low. The MACD did not confirm that low, and now the MACD has recently broken above the zero MACD line, which implies upward momentum is returning to the counter. So if I were to buy into Impala now, I would look at this 146 level as a stop loss level, and my first price target would be 309, the previous high here. Similar story with Northam. We can see price from here made a new low. MACD did not confirm this new low. Again, reverse convergence. And again, I would use a stop at 130-149 with a price target at 279.18. What's more interesting, though, is the technical structure of Royal Buffalo King. If I go back to June 2018 and I look at how this share price has sort of accelerated, and we can see the acceleration from the end of 2021 to where it is now, which really has been driven by all this interest in Rutherford King, is I'm seeing an probably complete five-wave pattern. So technically, I wouldn't be buying Rutherford King from a technical perspective, but if you do buy into it now, it has to really be more of a fundamental play based on what you think the outcome will be if a buyout does happen and what benefit existing shareholders will have. So from a technical perspective, probably has ran too much.
Okay.
But if you do buy it, then it has to be a fundamental play based on
Yeah.
The potential buyout.
All right. And I mean, you know what? This fight for RB Plat also really speaks to the kind of point that miners are in right now to increase their revenue stream. So talking about revenues, let's take a look lastly quickly at the fundamental picture, looking at revenues and the cash flows.
Most importantly, again, just looking at the last 4 years, if you look at Impala in blue, you can see how strong they've grown revenues from about 48 billion rand in 2019 to a record 129 billion rand in 2021. The last results were showed a bit of a pullback in the revenue, but they still recorded 118. So you can also see how strong the growth in net profit margins has been. And when you look at Northam in orange here, similar story from 10 billion in 2019 to 34 billion this year. And the last 2 years has been pretty flat in terms of net profit margins. But here is, again, the big gainer. Look at how strong the growth has been in Royal Bafokeng from 3.6 billion in 2018 to 16.4 billion in 2021. It's going to be very interesting what their 2022 results are going to be. But the key thing here is, again, this is a good growth company. Its ore body is very shallow compared to the others and is very, very high grade. And that's what both these players want from Royal Bafokeng.
Yeah.
As to how they go about the acquisition, if it does happen, Impala, so when you look at the net cash, Impala is in a much, much stronger position from a cash perspective. I mean, if you look at their cash on hand, based on their latest result, sitting on 26.5 billion, whereas Northam sitting on only 1.2 billion. But if they raise debt, then obviously they can make the deal happen. But for me, this is really where it's very, very exciting. When you look at it from a technical, cyclical perspective and fundamentals, whether this deal happens or doesn't happen, but me, for the medium to long term, I'm betting on Platinum.
All right.
You can pick your fighter.
Yeah.
Bet on Platinum.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that insight. Really, really great to have you in studio, giving us all that information. That was independent analyst Loyiso Mbeta. Bring us the technical analysis on Impala, Northam, and Royal Bafokeng Platinum.